Bennett.
Hello, Bennett?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Derek.
Hey, Derek, what's happening out there?
Marching in the street, man. A whole lot of people out here.
You got any idea of the numbers?
Very hard to estimate. I actually haven't been here all that long.
Okay.
I don't think I could really give you an estimate. It's definitely many thousands, but I'd be hard-pressed to really give you much of a number.
So the march is going on now, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah, we are currently marching up Broadway while we pass 9th Street, and we're just progressing along.
Where's police action concentrated now?
Police action?
Yeah, do you see cops?
No, actually, the police presence is very light on the march. I don't remember seeing a police officer yet.
All right.
It's very light. I think they don't want to have an issue today. And this is a very well-known, officially sanctioned kind of march, so I don't think that they're inclined to fuck with it.
Are we dealing with a good spirit in the crowd?
Yeah. There's a lot of chanting going on. The Bus Riders Union is making some big noise in front of me. The Korean drummers are back here.
All right.
I saw some Native American dancers. I've gotten some flyers from the ISO, International Socialist, and I got a Barack Obama flyer, which I found interesting, because I don't think he pledged to even get the troops out by 2013, and yet...
No, he hasn't.
And yet he's saying he's going to get us out of Iraq. I don't know exactly when he had in mind. Maybe in our lifetime?
I hope so.
Let's all hope so. Ron Paul's people actually have made a pretty strong showing here, I guess he does want to get the troops out of Iraq. I don't know if I agree with the policies of Ron Paul on a whole lot of other issues, but at least on that one we can make
some common ground. Well, he's the only so-called major, the highest money-making Republican candidate who is opposed to us being in Iraq altogether. So,
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I was just talking about Ron Paul for a moment.
Okay.
Jake and I, Jake had to leave. I'm here by myself at the moment. But
okay.
We just had a good discussion about Iran and Turkey and the potentialities there. We're kind of all frightened, and we not frightened in a useless state, but frightened in an angry state.
Right.
And we need change quickly.
Yes.
Well, you keep us informed.
Okay, I sure will. I'll try to get a sense of the crowd, and I'll call you back.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Bennett.
Thank you, Derek.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So that's Derek from the street. Thousands of people, lots of different cultures coming together here in California, in Los Angeles, march to stop the war. If you want to go out and join them, please do. And if you have any reports to us, give us a call at 213-252-0998. We're here to listen. We're here to let you know what's going on. You know, in the last week, we've experienced several horrifying fires here in Southern California. Two-thirds of California's population of 37 million people live in Southern California. One thing I want to point out about the fires is that back in 2002, the National Forestry Act was set up as an environmental policy, and money was supposedly earmarked to clear out the underbrush in the very areas where the fires took place in the past week. That means the federal government set up and created a congressional act in order to prepare for things like these fires. However, in my understanding, the money that was supposedly earmarked for the Forestry Act to cut out the underbrush, burn it out, chop it out, never came. We never got it. The result are the fires that we've had in the past week. 1,800 houses have been lost. Hundreds of thousands of people have been displaced. And that's the future, folks. That's what the future is going to be, getting displaced. No, it's for most of us, we think it's no big deal. We think it's a bunch of rich people who live in the forests because they can afford to get away. But the fact is that it's all of us that are losing in this war. The money that was earmarked for the Forestry Act instead went to Iraq. And now the president has asked for another $120 billion to continue the war in Iraq, something that he set up knowing that his term would end before it would be over with. We've got to get together, folks, about this. We have got to fund human needs, not private greed. The organizers and endorsers for the protest today include the African Americans Against the War, the Alliance for Just and Lasting Peace in the Philippines, Al-Aida, the Palestine Right to Return Coalition, Answer Coalition LA, Answer Coalition OC, Answer Coalition Ventura County, the Campaign to End Israeli Apartheid in Southern California, the Coalition for World Peace, Code Pink, Comite Pro Democracia in Mexico, the Democratic Club of West Side Progressives, the Free Palestine Alliance, the Gabriella Network, the Global Women's Strike, the Iraq Veterans Against the War, the Islamic Shura Code of SoCal, the International Socialist Organization, the January 27th Coalition, the KMB Pro People Youth, the Korean Americans for Peace, the LA National Impeachment Center, the LA Area Iraq Moratorium, the Latino Movement USA, the Military Families Speak Out from Los Angeles, Orange County, and San Gabriel, the Muslim Student Association West, the National Lawyers Guild, the National Council of Arab Americans, the Office of the Americas, the Palestinian American Women's Association, the Party for Socialism and Liberation, the Progressive Democrats of Los Angeles, Riverside Area Peace and Justice Action, Students for a Democratic Society at UCLA, the South Asian Network, the Topanga Peace Alliance, the U.S. Labor Against the War, the United Teachers Los Angeles, the VC Stop the War, the World Can't Wait Organization, and the Youth and Student Answer. These are the people who helped organize. And just think of the many multiple lines of culture that are meeting today in downtown Los Angeles. Peace, man. Give peace a chance. Here's, let's see. I always have to find things. This is Hans Blix and the Inspectors.
I am tired of love. I'm tired of sentiment. I'm sick of self-absorption masquerading as sacrament. And I'm sick and tired of hearing of how you want to meet the one. There is not one, there are a million, and not one of them is fun. And I'm not trying to bring you down, I just want you to be free. And you cannot be free with fucking chains around your feet. Oh, now I'm not being sexist, it also goes the other way. We all live lies until we live alone and throw that crutch away. You must free yourself from the lie that is love, that is love. I want to live my life like a wild chimpanzee. When no fruit is forbidden, then I just fuck whatever I see. And I tell you what I am, and a left-handed Neanderthal. Promiscuous as clover, disbelieving in the soul. And first thing in the morning, I go find a priest to beat, then track down a marriage.
downtown now on Broadway in the theater district. I'm going to take my head away from the phone just a second. You can hear the people chanting from answerthecoalition.com just for a second. You can hear the chants.
Okay.
I'll be back in about 10 seconds. Here you go. Okay, so you hear the kind of protest that's going on. I'm in a crowd of about 400 or 500 being followed by about that. Bumped into a number of people, including Martin Sheen, who talked to us for a minute. He's here walking with somebody, a vet. He's on, not on crutches, but yeah, I guess they are crutches, those ones that, they're not full crutches, but they're the ones that you can actually get mobility. But behind him are two people. One, they're both dressed as deaf with backpacks and about 5-inch heel boots. It's kind of a contrast that you always see here at a march like this. You're seeing a real cross-section of people that have come out. I've interviewed a couple of people, including a couple of homemakers, who said, well, if you're not here, you really should be here. This thing has gone long enough. You hear the chants, hell no, we won't go, we won't fight for Texaco. That's just one of them. A lot of different people from, including a couple of candidates. The Ron Paul contingency is here. Ron Paul, of course, running for president in 2008. He's here with the thing. A number of other groups are here, too. Some dealing with reunification of divided families, which brings into question the question of immigration and about workers and fair work. Just an incredible cross-section. If you do make it down and you don't want to go through the march, they are meeting downtown, I think, on Los Angeles Temple right there in front of the Triforium that was built, I think, in the 70s or 80s, and in front of the Federal Building downtown. So there you go. So there you have it. I'm gonna get back to some of this, but we just wanted to call in and tell you something. You have any questions there, Bennett?
We're fine. We're hearing from Derek as well and James, and we're getting a good report. There are a lot of people there. The spirits are very good. There's no real presence of the police right now.
Actually, there are some police, but they're on bicycles. They're in the front, including some other what we would call rent-a-cops, but they're actually the downtown metro police. They have their own bike contingency on purple uniforms. We've run into them before when we were protesting for Smoking the Scent. They escorted us to the city limits of downtown, and it was kind of funny because we had a lot of moms and kids and stuff, and we're going, we're just protesting against the war, but I think it was the idea that we were on bicycles. I mean, if we were in a car doing it, it would have been fine, but bicycles, they become terrorists or something. Anyway, I'm right now walking next to her. I want to give her the benefit of her age. I think she might be 8 1/2, maybe 9. It's great when you get to that age, you 8 3/4 or something. But she's, they're the hula hoops, and they're actually rolling the hula hoops down. It looks like they're accompanied not only by their mom, but about 3 generations, including, it looks like a grandmother, too, holding a Stop the War, Get Out of Iraq. Next to a family here with SamanthaLA.org posters and stuff. And people that have made homemade signs. There's a gentleman on the left here with a Stop All Wars. He looks like a salty character that's seen the benefits of time here. And just everything from puppets to paper mache, a tremendous amount of families. You can't help but notice it. Anyway, this is Chicken Leather. I'll be calling in probably when we get to the rally. Mentioned again, it's on Temple. Just I think it's actually is Los Angeles Street, or maybe the one before that. So would that be Spring or Main?
Yes.
And just tell our viewers that there will be a rally later on. Okay.
Okay. Thanks. Keep us informed. Right. Help stop the war, man.
All right.
Bye bye.
Bye.
I am tired of love, I'm tired of sentiment. I'm sick of self-absorption masquerading as sacrament.
And we're back again. Who's this?
Hello, this is Honky D.
Hi, Honky D.
Hello, Bennett. I'm calling you once again from the march. I've moved up too close to the front of the march now, so I had an opportunity to survey the entire march by sort of running alongside of it. I'd say it's perhaps 6 or 7 blocks long.
Wow.
Which is pretty good. I'm really not qualified, I think, to give you a solid estimate of how many people that is.
Uh-huh.
I'd have to say, I would think at a minimum 10,000, but it could be a lot more than that. And I'm near the truck at the front now.
Who's that shouting in the back there?
Oh, that's a lot of people. There's call-outs, shout-outs going from a PA on the truck, which is not too far in front of me, but it's completely obscured by signs. I can't even see it.
Okay.
A lot of signs here, stop the war at home and abroad, from troops out nowla.org. Of course, the Answer LA signs. A lot of homemade signs. I've seen some really good ones today. I saw one that said, 9/11 made us stupid. which I thought was great, there was a homemade sign somebody made that said where's all the money for the victims of the fire and where's the National Guard to help out? Oh, they're in Iraq.
Yeah.
So people are quick to make these connections.
Yes, yes, sir.
You don't need to tell them that these things are connected. People can figure that out for themselves.
Hey, Paul just said that he was he had an 8-year-old next to him who was protesting.
That's awesome.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, there's a kid being pulled by his parents in a radio flyer wagon here. just to the right of me. And actually, there's a little girl walking with her dad here, and she's got a since end the war now. She couldn't be more than 3 years old.
Oh,
so that's a good thing, because they're the ones who are going to inherit the mess that we're leaving now.
And we're making a big mess.
And we sure are. But hopefully events like today might help them know how to deal with it. At least might give them some sense of the stakes and the sides.
And to know that there are people who do care, and that there are people who are trying to change things that are wrong.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Sowing the seeds for the next generation of kids who are going to have to stand up against tyranny and injustice just as we are now. So it's heartening to see, you know, some parents out here letting their kids know about what's going on and how to, you know, exercise their First Amendment rights, how to try and create a better world, how to create a peaceful world. So it's encouraging.
Well, we thank you for the report.
My pleasure.
Where is the parade heading right now?
It's going northbound on Broadway.
Okay.
I think we're approaching 4th Street now. I see the sign for 4th Street ahead.
And is there any more police presence where you are?
The police presence has been amazingly light. When I got up to the front of the march, I saw police at the head of the entire march. I think that they're sort of escorting the whole thing forward. But I have not seen hardly even one police officer marching with us or blocking streets along the way.
Well, I'm not finding much news coverage online right now about it. So you're giving us the real news that's happening right now.
Yes, I wish I weren't the only one, but there must be somebody else. I have seen some cameras here, but nothing very official looking. Mostly, you know, people doing stuff on their own, which is great. But it's on the other hand, I suppose we shouldn't have expected any better from ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, Fox.
I guess not. That's disappointing, though. But thank you for being there for us. I'm here. Call whenever anything important comes up. If there's anyone you want to talk to.
Sure thing. Let me ask you a question, Bennett. Is KPFK covering this?
I'm not seeing any special coverage here.
You've tried tuning them in or checking them out, and they got nothing going on?
I'm trying again right now. There wasn't any a half hour ago.
Huh.
They talk about it, but I didn't hear any live coverage.
Yeah, they may be covering the rally at the end. Of course, they're in a fun drive right now, too. So
right.
I don't know, man. Maybe they don't think this is going to hustle enough dollars out of their listeners. I don't know. Well, I can certainly call back and let you know of any updates I have. It's definitely a spirited march, as I think you can hear. So that's an encouraging sign. And it's kind of the usual crowd out here, the reliable parts of the left that will come out and march every time. But we need more than this.
More people. Listeners.
Yes.
If you can, get down there.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Come on down. The more the merrier.
All right.
Okay.
I'm here for you anytime you call.
Okay, thanks, Bennett. I'll be in touch.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Honky D. It's DJ Derek down there at the protest. Let's listen to see what KPFK is doing right now.
Bush already announced, with Condoleezza Rice, that they're already pumping millions of dollars into the Chavez opposition within Venezuela. So Venezuela, the world's largest reserves of oil, it has recently been admitted.
Yeah, that's the KPFK voice at the present time talking about Venezuela, which is okay. Let's try this one more time. Hands Blakes and the Inspector.
Self-absorption masquerading as sacrament, and I'm sick and tired of hearing of how you want to meet the one. There is not one, there are a million, and not one of them is fun. And I'm not trying to bring you down, I just want you to be free. And you cannot
interrupt it again.
Free with fucking chains around your feet.
Kill Radio.
Yeah, hey, it's James. How's everything going there so far?
We're doing pretty good. Jake and I had a good talk about Iran and Turkey, but he had to take off. I've heard in the last 5 minutes, I've heard from both Honky D and from Chicken Leather. So we're keeping in touch.
Okay, that's fantastic. I see a number of people who are here who are documenting and videoing the protest. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call back in a few minutes and get a report from one of them.
Okay, fantastic.
Okay, I'll
call keep us informed. Stop the war.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, that was James down there, and I'm going to try one more time to play this song. It's my favorite song of the last month, but we're getting the phone calls. Good. We want the phone calls.
I'm tired of sentiment. I'm sick of self-absorption masquerading as sacrament. And I'm sick and tired of hearing of how you want to meet the one. There is not one, there are a million, and not one of them is fun. And I'm not trying to bring you down, I just want you to be free. And you cannot be free with fucking chains around your feet. Oh, now I'm not being sexist, it also goes the other way. We all live lies until we live alone and throw that crutch away. You must free yourself. That is love. And me, I want to live my life like a wild chimpanzee. When no fruit is forbidden, then I just fuck whatever I see. And I tell you what I am, and a left-handed Neanderthal. Promiscuous as clover, disbelieving in
soul. And first thing in the morning, I go find a priest to beat, then track down a marriage counselor and politely wipe my feet. Oh, this shit cannot continue, and they must pay for all their wrongs, like the lie of monogamy and fucking awful love songs. We must free ourselves from the lies that is love, that is love. Ooh, now tell
got through the whole song. That's Hans Blix and the Inspectors from MySpace, and that's called The Biggest Lie. We're dealing with all kinds of lies today. There's a demonstration going on. That's what's happening today. It's about ending the war in Iraq. It's in downtown Los Angeles. It started at noon. It is now 1:36 p.m. It's going on till 4 o'clock, and we're marching to the downtown federal building for a rally. At the federal building. If you want to join in, please get downtown. They just passed 4th Street. So find yourself down there. I'm sure it's a good spirited event. Today we're not experiencing a lot of police hassles, at least so far. Everything is together about it, so please head down there. This is Kill Radio. I'm Bennett, and these are the Avengers.
Hey, Bennett, this is James Maverick. How's it going over there?
Very well. Thank you, James.
Oh, great. I'm on the corner of 4th and Broadway right now. We are just turning east toward the Los Angeles Federal Courthouse. And also looking at a number of police officers who are mounted on bicycles. And they're kind of acting pretty much like border collies. What they've been doing is they've been pretty much regulating the course and keeping pace with the protesters. Where I am right now is pretty much in the thick of it. I've been pretty much on ground level, so I can't begin to give an estimate of how many people who are here. What have you heard there so far?
I know that several thousand. We're hoping it's about 10,000 or better. Seems to be about 6 or 7 blocks long. In terms of the main crowd.
That's great.
And
well,
there's all different kinds of cultures have come together. That's the most beautiful aspect of it.
There are a number of cultures who are here. People of different faiths, different races, different colors.
Even different political parties.
Different income stratas.
Uh-huh.
So, where I am right now is pretty much sandwiched in between the beginning of the march and right in front of the AnswerLA.org contingent. I've also noticed that the Code Pink contingent is here as well.
Yes.
And many of the Code Pink members have their hands stained with blood. which is to symbolize the blood that we Americans have on our hands. Also, I'm not sure if you've made a comment on this earlier, but earlier this week, there was a Code Pink heckler that had accosted Condoleezza Rice with blood on her hands and showed the blood on her hands before being arrested by the security agents at that event.
Uh-huh.
I'm also passing the collection buckets right now for AnswerLA.org. So if there is anyone who's listening, AnswerLA.org is an entirely volunteer organization. So if you're listening, then by all means, please contribute to AnswerLA.org. And also, since we are supported by DJs and listeners here at Kill Radio, if you're listening, then hitting our donate link on the homepage wouldn't hurt either.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, again, what I'm going to do is I'm going to continue down the route, which is turning left, heading north on Spring Street. We're just going through the old bank district right now, and I will come call back in a bit with a little with another report.
Well, the parade or the march ends at the federal building, right?
Yes, it does.
And there's going to be a big rally there?
Yes, there will be.
And Ron Paul is there, people like that?
I haven't seen any of the candidates here
I think Mr. Paul is there.
If I can find him, I'll see if I can wrangle him for a couple of seconds at
that
least
would be
to give
fantastic.
Him his
fantastic.
Yeah. So yeah, if I can find him, I'll definitely hook him up.
Well, we're totally ready for anything that happens here.
Okay, well thanks again.
All right, stay tuned. Bye bye.
Back to you there, Bennett.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Okay. That was James. Let me do this.